a chalice downright, bent over, hardly seen in distorting theater shadows, harsh white, sharp black, cutting across his clothes in bars and shots, zigzags that jump out at your eyes, drive them away. And you, halfway up the gods, and angry to be abandoned by the crowds that should surround you, give you cues for when to clap. Nothing to explain the shifting figure tucked at the edge of clarity. Is that a bowing arm wild against strings? Or a panicking bird swung inside through an impossible vent in the blank, muffled walls? The piano is lit well and cleanly in one focused beam. You are mesmerized by the aggressive column of light, the formidable cask of the shining black grand with its cocked and listening hood. But no one sits there. And all the time, a buzz, a scrape at the edge of something, your nerves perhaps, or a fingernail across teeth, gusts, scratches, bangs that come from inside you, your knees, pelvis, the bones that brace and strut your chest. Or is it your own breathing? Your own pulse knocking on your eyes, stifled body kicking at its bars. And really, there's no one there. No one but you in the eye-aching maze of the vibrating hall. Why are they playing different tunes? The white-haired girl who's suddenly at the piano, picking out three blind mice, or somewhere, something banal in any case, a third-grade song. And that dark-haired profundo on the apron, who strikes at the belly of his instrument with Prokofiev or Grieg. It looks romantic, all that strain, but you can't hear anything at all. Maybe it's Cage, and the writhing player writes sonatas on the air in silence with his bowl. While the piano, how square it is, how predictable the nod of that straggle of blonde hair as beats and her fingers rise and fall, rise and fall. Though you can't hear the melody, can barely pick out notes, is as clear and deaf and far away as the others. Black, forgetting your own memories. Thud. Suddenly, she crashes the lid, pulls the support, and down it bangs, every string screaming. Yanks at the keyboard cover, smacks it over those teeth. Pushes back, turns to stone. And look, there at her feet, the light is losing its sharpness, filling with bits of dust that swirl and thicken, yellow the clear, bright white of the flood that now slips and slides like someone giving in, lower on the stage, down toward the edge where the cellist crouches still. Watch. The light steadies on him. The blackness peels off in strips from the shirt he's wearing under that zebra attack of beams. Soft, white, marked with sweat, open at the neck. Sleeves rolled above his hands, still at rest. Until the light bends onto the bell of wood, onto the curve of bow, and he straightens, starts to play. Light rises from his notes, swirls up through the flood, shakes the dust apart, rouses the girl in stone. Whose fingers begin to ripple, matching waves of glitter that halo his hair, clothe his shoulders, mound his feet, mound the singing mouth in his arms. Light shapes and clouds and rises as they play and play. Light pours into the gods. Light fills your buzzing box. Light smothers the spray. Light soothes the keen. You can hear them now. You're on your feet. Now the crowd is all around. Together, you close hand on hand as they play. You watch them till they fade.